right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm joined by Pastor Joel Ellwanger, Wendy Vols Daniels, and Sylvester Jackson. And we're talking about a situation that is really a dire situation in the city of Milwaukee. And for those who are trying to, you know, regain their independence, they've been men who've been incarcerated and who have come out and done their time and are transforming their lives. And this added burden that they are being faced with is what we're talking about. Let's go back to Pastor Joel Ellwanger. Pastor Ellwanger, are you there?
I am here.
All right. Yes, sir. You were saying?
I was saying that the Department of Corrections is talking about the possibility of closing the Cheney Center in order to build this juvenile correctional center that has been mandated by the state, and that just last week, finally, allocated money to build this juvenile correctional center in Milwaukee. And the Department of Corrections is saying and implying that they've tried to get a site other than the Cheney Center site a couple of years ago, and they ran into a lot of opposition, and consequently, they decided that the easiest and the swiftest way of doing this is to close the Cheney Center and build the youth correctional center on that site. Now, we want to make it absolutely clear that this this collaborative that is made up of MICA and FCAB and ACLU and some other groups, we are not opposing the erection of the that is to be built. We're simply saying that this youth juvenile correctional center should not push out a center like the Cheney Center that's doing such a great job of helping men returning to society to give them the opportunities that they need to be successful in their reentry.
So Pastor Ellwanger, let's do this. We're going to go to Ms. Vols Daniels. Ms. Vols Daniels, are you there?
I sure am.
Okay, so we just heard a little of the background from Pastor Joel Ellwanger. Let's drill down a little more on that and talk about why there is the need to build a youth prison in the city of Milwaukee. You know, let's talk about why the need for that, based on the fact that so many of these young people have been sent so far away from home and all of the folly that has occurred in the youth prison. I forgot the name, Copper Lake or whatever. That's the Copper Lake is the girls' facility, but I forgot the name of the other one. But you'll help us understand. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks again. Years ago, Wisconsin had two youth facilities. One was Ethan Allen, out in Waukesha County. And the other one is Lincoln Hills up in Irma, Wisconsin, way up north of Wausau. We're moving away from locking children up, thankfully. But it used to be that kind of kids who got themselves in trouble and were sent to prison, there was sort of this imaginary kind of line between, like, Oshkosh and La Crosse. Those kids got sent to the Lincoln Hills facility, and children who were sent to prison below that line from southeastern Wisconsin were sent to the Ethan Allen facility. When Scott Walker was our governor, that facility in Waukesha, the Ethan Allen School, was closed, and all of the youth in the state of Wisconsin who were incarcerated were sent to Lincoln Hills. Shortly after that, there were numerous allegations of abuse at that facility, and kind of went uninvestigated for some time. Eventually, when the allegations were investigated, the Department of Justice began that investigation, turned it over to the FBI, because it also then included allegations of civil rights. But significant abuse. No one was ever charged, but a young person whose toe needed to be amputated because as they were trying to put him in a room, they slammed one of these large, you know, metal doors on them. I mean, that's, you know, egregious. Other children who weren't supervised as they should have been, attempting suicide, and now have ongoing, you know, brain damage as a result of that. So eventually, the investigation led to our legislature deciding that they needed to close that facility. But not before they paid out more than $25 million in court settlements and legal fees as a result of these allegations. So when the legislature years ago in 2018, I want to say, decided that they were closing that facility, there was agreement across the aisle that the facility needed to be closed. However, they didn't allocate any money for a replacement facility. So we've been sitting in limbo now, since 2018, with legislation that required the facility to be closed and a new facility to be built. And that was all supposed to have been done and closed by last summer. So the legislation that was passed in 2018 said that facility needed to be closed by July 1, 2021. It was the second deadline that was set. And so since that time, our state legislature is in violation of their own statutorily set deadline. We now, just recently, as Pastor Elwinger said, our legislature now has authorized $41 million to build a new Type 1 juvenile correctional facility. In 2018, Governor Walker had convened a group of a very diverse group of persons to look at the possible site for.
So Ms. Voss Daniels, let me interrupt you. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Erlingham Show. We'll be right back.
Thank you.